Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Speak These Things Over the Children Daily.
We have Colossians chapter number 3. If you need a Bible, put your hand up. We do have Bibles that you can use. And I'm especially going to be speaking to parents. I'm going to be speaking to educators. I'm going to be speaking to mentors. I'm going to be speaking to those that have a heart for what you see going on with the children. And when I was walking out of my house this morning, God says, Lawrence, you're going to have some people in the midst that although they're not children, if they would speak what you're going to give at the end over their children, it will heal their childhood hurts. Are we there now? Because the truth of the matter is, some of us are hurting and we're contemplating and we're wrestling about something that happened when we was 3 and 5 and 7 and 9. And we ain't tell nobody. And so some of our lives are still in the childhood state and we have not overcome that yet. At the end of today's lesson, I'm going to give 5 things that we should speak over our children every day. I'm going to give 5 things that we should speak over our children every day. And I promise you that if you speak these things over yourselves, it'll heal your hurt. Oh, God. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 1 and 2. When you have the word, say, I have the word. If you need a couple moments, say, wait a minute. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 1 and 2. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things which are above, not on the things of this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you also shall appear with him in glory. Let me read it one more time. Colossians chapter number 3, verse 1 and 2. And this is amazing that if you see it, it's going to come full circle that we're going to get into Haggai, where it starts talking about consider your ways. It's going to talk about where are your priorities. Priorities. If I were to preach my normal lesson this morning, it was going to be priorities, priorities, priorities. When we get to Haggai, he's going to start talking about we have our priorities in the wrong place. Well, Colossians helps us this morning in keeping our priorities in the correct place. It says, then if you are risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It says, set your affection, set your priorities on the things which are above and not the things that are on this earth. Mary was seeking what was on the earth. Martha was going after what was on high. That's a whole nother subject. I'm in St. John 11 right there. It says, set your affections on things which are above and not on things that are on this earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with this Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall appear with him in glory. The theme of our prayer watch over the last 2 days, Thursday, Friday, 4 a.m., and then Friday night at 7:30 a.m., the very clear theme was going hard after God and then teaching our children to do the same. Going hard after God and then teaching our children to do the same. Going hard after God and then teaching our children to do the same. Do me a favor, and I promise you, this is the closest I'm going to come to sound like preaching. Do me a favor, grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, it's time to go hard after God. Don't let it go. I'm not finished. Come on, tell your neighbor, it's time to go hard after God. The Lord, the devil is trying to pull our attention in every direction and in everywhere. That we're going so much that we are consumed and we forgot about the ultimate, that we're supposed to set our affections on things which are above. And so we are lost in the immediate. That's John Maxwell. Do me a favor, say, neighbor, it's time to go hard after God. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm serious with this. I'm serious with this. Come on, tell him it's time to go hard after God. But it's not enough for us to go hard after God. My biggest fear as a pastor this day is that we Christians are teaching our children to be atheists. And if you don't believe me, mark our lives, what we are consumed with. We're telling our children what's important. You think I make this stuff up, but I'm an observer. I pay attention. When you continually tell your children, God, seeking God, assembling, amen, as the people of God, reading your word, praying, fasting, reading your word, setting time apart for God. When you tell your children that's not important, I promise you, you're setting them up to be atheists. In fact, Hosea 4 and 6 confirmed it. Hosea 4 and 6 confirms this. So we must now reverse the tide. We got to reverse the tide. We got to get going hard after God. Somebody throw your hands up. Go ahead and repent. Say, Lord, I'm going to go hard after you. God. We got to set our affections on things which are above. I'm not going to let this and that and that. I told y'all I wasn't going to do that, didn't I? We got to begin to go hard after God. And then hear me. Hear me. God, I feel like prophesying. I feel like doing a whole lot of things. Hear me. We've got to set our things, set our affections on things which are above. We got to go hard after God. And then we've got to now teach our children to do the same. Every time God is ready to do something mighty in the land, Satan goes after the children. You didn't hear what I said. History will even prove this to us. Adolf Hitler, he asked for two things, and he said he would take his nation. He only asked for two things. He said, give me the music and give me the children, and I'll take a nation. Go back and study when Jesus was announced to be king and there was a king in the midst of Israel. What did they begin to do? They began to kill the children. When the children of Israel began to multiply and become a great nation, what did the Pharaoh do? He began to kill the children. I sense, good God Almighty Ernest, I'm trying to share this morning. I sense that destiny is now moaning and groaning, saying, I'm going to do something great in the earth. So what do we see right now? We're seeing a slaughter of the children. How do our schools not have heating? But every casino that was supposed to provide funds is heated. I ain't seen one of the casinos go yet. Going after the children. Y'all better please hear me today. We better wake up. Hear me. A lot of us, Satan's not going after anymore. He's going after that seed. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. And somebody, oh God, two things that God talked to me about this prayer while she talked to me about portals and gates, and I'll get into that. All right, Genesis 28. And then when Jesus is talking, amen, he says, because you believe me, you're going to see greater things than this. All right, there are portals that cause the entrance way into the spirit, into the earth realm, into the spirit realm through angels and demons. There are gates that we are supposed to be prevailing against. When God begins to move mightily, he opens up a portal and he begins to release things that we are to use to knock down gates. But because we missed the dispensation of a portal, we have no contention with the gates. These gates ought not be prevailing against us. And I do feel like preaching right there, but I'm not going to do it. these gates of hell that we see in our city, that we see in our houses, that we see over our school system, that we see over our cities, we ought to be knocking them down. One of you, and I know you're saying, well, we ain't got enough saved people. Well, one of you ought to chase 1,000. Two of you ought to put 10,000 to a flight. He's opening up portals that you would be empowered to knock down gates. I came to announce to Satan today what he has decided to do. All of heaven determined it ain't gonna work. He cannot have our children. Thank you, Elder Leah. Every educator ought to be saying amen. Amen. He cannot have our classrooms. We're not going to raise idiots and fools and lawless children. Okay, y'all ain't got to say now. Y'all might make me go ahead and preach. Y'all. We're not going to raise idiots and fools and lawless children that they don't know whether to sag or to pull up their pants. We're going to raise children that fight when the enemy is at the gate. I'm on the warpath. So I got to talk to you about what happened on our prayer watch. Open to us portals that we would download. I saw angels ascending and descending portals. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. That what came out of the portal is for the gate. I don't care where your child is right now. Oh God, you got something coming out of the portal that's going to knock down the gate. Do me a favor, squeeze somebody's hand real tight. Say, I don't care where your child is this morning. Mommy, I know. God want to download something through a portal that you can knock down the gates of hell that has prevailed against us. His word is true. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So he told us to seek things which are above, set our affection on them. And now he says, now we're going to go hard after it, and we're going to teach our children to do the same. It's time to go hard after God and teach our children to do the same. There are things that only God can do and will do for our children, our church family, the members and those that are connected, the village called the community. I said it again. There are things that only God can do for our children. You can be a good father and they can still stray. And it takes God bringing them back. You can be a caring mother and watch over your child and pour your heart. Help me. There's things only God can do. They can be somewhere they have no business, and God, and you think they're in trouble, and God done put a hedge of protection all around them. Things only God can do for our children. There's things only God can do for our church family and all the members and the ones connected. There's a thing that only God can do called the village, called the community. And God, I believe with all of my heart, is just waiting on a people that are called on him. Amen. We are that people. There are spiritual songs that I think is important for me to mention that I really strongly suggest that you start playing in your house. And I start suggesting that you playing them loud. And guys, I'll probably amend a lot of what I'm going to say. There's some stuff. Throw that junk in the trash. Your child might be acting like that because of that. I'm sorry, I'll say it. You don't need no Kirk Franklin telling your child to get rid of his religion. Throw that away. Okay, y'all ain't got to say nothing. I've ascended to a prophetic place that your looks, your stares don't mean nothing to me right now. I don't need rehearsing in my child's ear, get rid of their religion. I don't care what the beat sound like. I need my child to keep his religion. And we don't even have to get to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And most of your children are not ready for a lot of that slow jam and that old school rap and all that stuff y'all like. They not ready. Their personality has yet to be formed yet. They can't discern between good and evil. Y'all better please hear me. They're too young to differentiate that Michael don't know what he's talking about. And we think it's innocent. And then when they get over there that they won't listen to us, we're wondering what caused this. Go and tell your neighbor, get rid of that. Get rid of that. They cannot handle as much as we think that they can handle, but then they can handle more than we think they can have. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. We don't think they can handle spiritual things, and we don't think that they can get up and pray. Amen. We don't think that they can read their word. We don't think that they can speak in tongues and dance in the spirit. Now, they're too young for that. Sit down. But when it comes to iPad and iPod and technology and being all of that stuff, we think, go for it. Please trust. Please hear me. The Bible says in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit and your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. If the music is not encouraging them to prophesy, you need to check the music. And prophesy don't begin with a GD or a MF or a GD or a B. That ain't prophesying. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I need to talk real and I need you to hear me. And if they listen to that cantankerous music, Hitler said, give me the youth and give me the music and I'll take my generation. Proof's in the pudding. He did pretty good in a bad way. Some spiritual songs in this season that I'll recommend. And there's more. I'm just going to mention a couple that you ought to be playing in your house so they can begin to. There's two things that I've been hearing, affect and infect. We ought to affect and then infect our children. Good Father. There's many different versions, but I like the Worship Mob. They go all the way in. Good Father. And then there's a song the last 3 or 4 days that I've been listening to that is very powerful that's going to deal with this generation's lack of gender identity. Is called Daddy's Home. Powerful. Travis Green. And then another song, I Just Want You. We got to get over the beat ain't good. I promise you, if you begin to play these kind of songs in your house, it'll change the atmosphere. It'll change the environment. Satan can only move in certain conditions. 2 Chronicles tells us that the Lord began to set ambushments against their enemies when they begin to praise the Lord. I need to tell somebody, you need to change the music in your house because it's affecting the atmosphere. I don't know who that is, but I know you're here. So on the first night of the prayer watch, and I'm almost done, yeah. On the first night of the prayer watch, God said, I'm going to make living waters in this surrounding community. I'm going to make it a safe zone for the children. God said, I'm going to make living waters and I'm going to make this surrounding community a safe zone for the children. This zone and its people will minister to new levels from a prophetic realm to the young ones. The outpouring of this will cause the rise of another generation. And I shared that I saw a whole other generation of young people serving the Lord. So watch what you speak over the young ones. On Thursday morning, God continued to speak and he says, I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to instruct you on what you should do. I'm going to show you my timing and my instructions for every situation. I have more for you that may appear to be against you. And he kept speaking, and I'm going to get to each day, and then I'm trying my best to get to that I can let one or two others talk. Because God has the children on his heart right now. I have more for you. I have more for the children that may appear to be against them right now. He says, now, we must now, as a people, come see what destiny looks like from the view of heaven. He said, each month as you gather in these early morning prayers, I'm going to give you a glimpse of what's destined for the next few days ahead. He said, in these glimpses, I'm going to show you what's intended of heaven that you may have the ability to accomplish it in the earth. That was all Thursday. And then Friday, and I wish I had time, guys, because I'm not the only one speaking. I'm not the only one sharing when we gather. Powerful people spoke in that day. Racine talked about what God said to us in February 17 about the children. Sister Diane began to speak, and she said God told us to look at Proverbs chapter 23, modeling, managing memories. We must be transparent, real. Elder Quasey spoke, and I can't go over all of them. Nadia, and see, but all of these are pieces that fit right into the shell of what I am releasing. So on Friday morning, God began to talk to me about what I shared a little bit about our portals and gates. He says, I'm going to open up portals that will release things that you and this generation require. Do not confess that we do not have what's needed to change a generation. All things that speak to life and godliness, God has promised to supply to us. I know it's a different generation, so God's going to give us different things. Right? He said, I'm going to show you the way. He says, I'm going to show you what destiny looked like. I'm going to open up portals. I'm going to speak to you about gates. When I give you open portals, they will give you things that you need for this generation. These things, when I release these things out of my portal, they will empower you with the ability to combat the gates of hell. Kept speaking to me about portals, portals, portals. On Friday night around 7:30, when we came in here, the first thing that I heard the Lord say, I walked up into my office, he said, Lawrence, I'm remembering your children. How many of us need God to remember our children? Especially when we got distance separating us from our children. Well, I want to share with you, if you're sitting by somebody that's got their hands lifted up, come on, speak to them. Say, God's remembering your children. Somebody put a hallelujah on the end of that. God. He said, I will remember your children. And then I thought about Hosea 4 and 6. And then I remember what he said to me about portals. And then when the psalmist began to sing on Friday night when we come, it's putting this the garment into its completion. The garment that is supposed to be together is praise and prayer. It's one seamless garment. So when we come on Friday night, after praying Thursday morning and praying Friday morning, we come Friday night, we add worship to it. We add singing to it. Amen. And the minstrels, when they begin to sing, amen, the last repetitiveness that I kept hearing them saying, Elder Natara was talking about the gate, the windows of heaven, or the heavens above us are open. Is that right? That was the heavens above us are open. That's those portals. Minister Jarrett then spoke to us, and he said that while we were singing, he heard the Lord say, I'm rejoicing over you. Zephaniah 3 and 17. I'm enjoying this. So he's talking to us about our children. And now he's saying the heavens are open and we're declaring. And the Lord speaks again. And he said, if my people would place me first, we're coming full circle now. He said, if my people would place me first, then I, the Lord, would cause a mounting up that will have definite impact upon the children, the church, the communities all over this world. He said, this mounting up that I will cause is for the accomplishing of the counsel of the Lord. And then the Lord said one more statement that I wept for a little while. When when he said this. He said, too much of what occurs in the spirit realm is not influenced by the Christians that are on earth. He said, so much of what happens in the spirit realm is not influenced by the Christians that are on earth. And then I thought about Ezekiel 22 and 30. I looked for a man to stand in the gap, and I could not find none. Everything that happened does not have to happen. Much of what happened, and I'm talking about a lot of negative things now, murder, and I'm talking about rape, and I'm talking about children snatched, and I'm talking about children being miseducated. I'm talking about children being placed in the same asylum, and they're way too young for that kind of stuff. It's because there was nobody there to stand in the gap. Nobody was there to say, this is not the Lord's will. No one was there to say, God, have mercy. This child will not experience what they're experiencing. Much of what occurs in the spirit realm, because nobody that's Christian on the earth influenced it.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.